I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
This is the Full Time Report with the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore. The home for MLS in Atlanta, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, a 1-1 draw tonight. Atlanta United and Orlando City, and another trip to Exploria Stadium that ends in high drama. A late equalizer in the 87th minute by Tyler Wolf after Orlando really dominated this match for long stretches. But I really thought the turning point came when Gonzalo Pineda brought on a Johnny Fortune and Tyler Wolf deep into the second half, and everything seemed to change from there. Maybe Orlando a little bit gassed, and Atlanta taking advantage of that fact, but it is a well-deserved draw, and it could have very well have been a win, but Chope Chol had an attempt from 10 yards out that he sailed over the crossbar in stoppage time. We won't dwell on that, though. Let's go through our service elements very quickly because we have to get on the charter, and I'm imagining it'll probably be a very upbeat flight home tonight. Man of the match brought to you by Heineken, and we'll give it to the Atlanta United player tonight who led the team in aerial duels, won interceptions, clearances, a really good game by Miles Robinson tonight.
I felt like he won every duel that he had to win, whether it was in the air where a couple of times I thought he might have found a trampoline to get a little bit higher in the air. And in the play inside the six where he has to make the play, I think it was Cara who was running behind him, and he has to get a boot in there. It's those little things that Atlanta hasn't been doing inside the 18 and in the defensive third. The lunging play, blocking a shot, going up, fighting through traffic to win an aerial duel, and just getting a touch when you have to get a touch. And Robinson did all of that. He passed it over 90%. He did everything you need. I thought it was his best performance of the season.
He wins Man of the Match, brought to you by Heineken. The statistical recap brought to you by Piedmont, official healthcare partner of Atlanta United. And it really is wild how these stats snapped back in favor of Atlanta in the final 20 minutes of this match tonight. Shots were 14-11 Orlando. Shots on target 6-3 Orlando. Possession ended 50-50. Key passes 11-8 Orlando. The XG 1.16 to 0.6 for Orlando. Atlanta United, even with Orlando being as disruptive as they were, still passed at 87%, and the duels ended up 51-49 Orlando, probably pointing to Orlando's long stretch of dominance in this match. The fouls ended 15-9 Atlanta. We were on pace for 50 fouls to be called in this match tonight. The way it started, ended 15-9 Atlanta. So that is the statistical recap brought to you by Piedmont, official healthcare partner of Atlanta United. Any comments on that, or should we go to the highlights?
I mean, Orlando had a lot of control, and I think the numbers back it up, but we've had this conversation a lot in reverse with Atlanta United controlling games but not doing enough to put them away, and last week was a prime example. This was that situation for Orlando, and when you control the game and you only get the one goal, and they did force a big save from Brad Kazan. Full credit to that one. But outside of that, Orlando didn't get enough for their control. And you're going to have that drop. You're going to have that lull. Sometimes it's substitutions that change the energy. And I think Gonzalo Pineda's substitutions really changed the energy in the match. You got fresh legs from Miguel Berry, who worked extremely hard up top. But Tyler Wolf, Machope Chol, a Johnny Fortune, all really turned the game for Atlanta United, and they looked fresher at the end than Orlando did.
All right, let's get to the highlights. Two goals, and, to be fair, the two best chances of the night for each team resulted in goals. The Orlando goal coming in the 30th minute. I'll tell you, their man of the match tonight, a right back who got into a lot of really dangerous spots, Kyle Smith, who scores on this scramble sequence to give Orlando the 1-0 lead. Angulo then passed his man to the left side of the 18. Here's a cutback cross, Perea sent down the middle. Cara, then a bouncing shot is blocked. Rebound score, Kyle Smith.
Smith won his duels. He took care of business on that side of the field. Derek Etienne was kept pretty quiet, and that's one of those plays where it keeps bouncing away, and Atlanta can't get the clearance. They did get a block. They did get a touch in there. But Kyle Smith pounces on it. Brad's trying to slide across to get to the near post because that's where you would expect the shot goes. And full credit to Kyle Smith. He puts it low back across the grain, and it's really hard when you're moving across laterally to get your legs closed and get to the spot you're trying to get to. Full credit to Smith. It's a well-taken goal.
And it was 1-0 Orlando City at that point, and they took that lead into halftime. Now, I want to point two things out. That was the only time that Atlanta United was really broken down defensively in the match. There's been a lot of talk lately about Atlanta United and their inability to defend. I want to remind everyone, though, it was 1-0 Orlando in the 57th minute, and Brad Guzan made a beautiful diving save on an attempt by Cartagena to preserve the 1-0 scoreline, and boy, does that look enormous when you get the equalizer here in the 87th minute from Tyler Wolf, the hot play of the match brought to you by Scana. Can Atlanta United turn something in out of this corner in the 86th minute? Almada sending it out of the far corner. Goldorright going to the near post. It bounces to the top of the 18 to Josetu. Run on shot. Save Gillespie. Rebound. Score! Tyler Wolf!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The fans are stunned. An 87th minute equalizer for Atlanta United. And for over 20 years, Scan Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today.
Mateus Josetu forced that big save from Pedro Gillespie, and on the backside of the play, similar to the Orlando goal, it's Tyler Wolf, and he roofed it. And it's a tough one because Gillespie's coming back across. He goes low, and Wolf has to pick a spot to beat him because Gillespie covered the ground so well. And Wolf picked the right spot, puts it into the roof. No chance for Gillespie to make the save. And you go back to that save from Brad Guzan. That's been another missing element in Brad's absence. Clément Diop had a game where he felt like he was saving everything. But that backbreaking kind of save that at times you needed in some of these games that were very tight, you needed that save to give your team some momentum and to kind of dent the confidence of the opposition. And Brad Guzan has done that many, many times in his Atlanta United career. That was as big as any.
Didn't get the clean sheet tonight, but it was a performance that felt clean sheet-ish. I say that because Atlanta United wants to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they donate $2,000 to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total currently $6,000. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take some quick questions and comments on Twitter and wrap everything up for tonight from Orlando. Atlanta United, Orlando City play to a 1-1 draw on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Should be it. That is it. Full time.
This is the Full Time Report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, wrapping things up here in Orlando as Atlanta United comes from behind to earn a 1-1 draw against Orlando City tonight. Chick-fil-A is committing to help fight food insecurity and is proud to partner with Atlanta United and Soldiers Angels to help tackle veteran hunger. All season long, when an Atlanta United player successfully makes a tackle, Chick-fil-A will donate 100 pounds of food to feed a military or veteran family in need for a month. For more information and to see how you can help, visit atlutd.com/community. We'll take one or two on Twitter here before we say goodnight. Nittany Peach, my friend, talking about Tyler Wolf bringing a spark on for Atlanta United. And a couple people in my mentions responding to a tweet I had that Wolf now has to be in discussion for a start on Wednesday. I've been asked over who, and I would suggest over Derek Etienne. Remember that Luis Araujo will be back from his red card suspension on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to manage workload here too. And with a quick turn on Wednesday, New England had a wild 3-3 draw with Chicago that was back and forth tonight. You need fresh legs in that one, and Tyler Wolf would have fresh legs in that one. Luis Araujo would have fresh legs in that one as well, and I think you have to look at that. You got the response from Wolf that you hoped. It's always tough when you have a player who doesn't get that national team call-up that they want and they expect. And I talked to Tyler Wolf earlier in the season at media availability about how much the U-20s meant to him, and he was really pushing for that starting spot. And his play didn't get it, and he didn't get the call-up. And it probably sticks a little bit with him, a little bittersweet, that his younger brother got the call-up. And sometimes you see a player struggle to get going after that. They're kind of in their own head a little bit. Not Tyler Wolf. He's delivered for Atlanta United too, and in his last two appearances with the first team, he's delivered here as well. That's been the issue for him, is consistency. So he's in a good bit of form. You've got a little bit of match compression with the midweek game coming up. I'd love to see Tyler Wolf get the start.
Nick wanted to know if Giakoumakis' sub was based on load management or the foul that he suffered late in his run out today.
I think the plan was already that he would be coming out around that time. He came back in and he looked fine. I think it was, as we were talking about, as we finally got a chance to see that challenge from Cartagena, like it studs up on the foot and ankle, and that's a problem. That needs to be a yellow card at a minimum. I don't think Chapman saw it, and that's not one that you can review to go to a yellow. It probably wasn't enough force to get the red, but luckily for Giakoumakis, it wasn't a situation where his ankle or his foot buckled or twisted or rolled or anything. It's just getting kicked. It's just getting hit, and he had to walk that off. It's almost like, because if I'm not mistaken, it's the bone on the outside of the ankle, right around that is where I think he got hit. That's almost like a funny bone kind of feeling when you get hit there. And it's tough, and it's tough to deal with. When he came back in, he looked pretty good. So I'm not worried about more of an injury, because that wasn't the injury to begin with.
All right, so Wednesday night now, Atlanta United back home to take on a team that's above them on the table, but a team that is leaking goals like crazy right now. New England Revolution giving up 8 goals over their last 3 matches. They played to a 3-3 home draw tonight to Chicago after being shut out 3-0 by Philadelphia and losing to Miami. So New England leaking oil as they come into the bends, and an opportunity now for Atlanta United, Jason, maybe to pick up some ground on the table with Bruce Arena's side coming in Wednesday night.
Yeah, them traveling, that's a long trip. That's a long trip from Foxborough to Atlanta. It's a tough one in the midweek on short rest. Atlanta United's got to come out and start how we've seen them start many games. They didn't do that tonight. Orlando did a very good job, I think, at limiting Atlanta. Maybe didn't do enough to win the game themselves, but they did a good job in limiting Atlanta's rhythm, limiting their opportunities. Atlanta's got to start faster against New England at home. I don't think New England is going to be as disruptive in those moments, but New England's a very good attacking team when they're hitting on all cylinders. I think Atlanta United will freshen up the lineup a little bit. We'll see about Giakoumakis if he can get to 60 minutes again, or if it's a tough turn for him and maybe he comes off the bench again. Miguel Berry was very good tonight.
Agreed.
Off the bench, very good. But Tyler Wolf, Johnny Fortune, the thing you always want to see with young players is when their number gets called and they get that opportunity, they try to keep the door open for more opportunities. And I thought both of them tonight showed that they can hang at this level in tough moments on the road, and they can impact the team. Not just tread water, but they can impact the team. And if you're looking for fresh legs and you're looking to freshen things up, you might be turning to those guys who have been getting consistent minutes for Atlanta United 2 this season on Wednesday.
Remember, unusual start time Wednesday night. We're on the air at 6:30 Wednesday for the Five Stripes Countdown. Kickoff will be 7:25, but ostensibly 7 o'clock. So unusual start time for us Wednesday night, 6:30 with the Five Stripes Countdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Producers tonight, Garrett Chapman and Dom Sharosky. For Jason Longshore, I'm Mike Conti. Atlanta United, Orlando City play to a 1-1 draw tonight. We will see you on Wednesday. Day-Day Lewis and Prep Sports Nation coming up next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.